The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello there. This is Fred Brack from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Our State magazine. Today's reading of Our State is underwritten, as it always is, by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. Want to talk to them? 919-781-1973 is the number. And now we break the cover on a brand new issue of Our State magazine, celebrating North Carolina. This one from March 2019. And we periodically like to thank the staff of Our State for sending us a copy every month, gratis, so that we may share its contents with those of you who are unable to appreciate the photos and the print of the magazine. And the theme this month is Mountains to Sea Trail, Hike of a Lifetime, from Clingman's Dome to Jockey's Ridge. That's actually the title of the photo essay this month. It's a mixture of text and a lot of photographs. And then something that I think is going to be a lot of fun in the coming weeks, Marvelous Modern Homes. Actually, what does it say here? Modernist homes. It was underneath a little clip on the magazine. Marvelous modernist homes. I love to see modern homes, and it'll be fun because they go from the seashore to the mountains, etc. So I'll look forward to that. Probably won't get to any of those today. So we're going to start out, as we always do, with the Welcome to Our State by Elizabeth Hudson, Editor-in-Chief. Spring forward. A lifetime of work. 20 years of standing for daily 14-hour stretches on an unforgiving concrete floor when she had her own business in Ashboro. 20 years of shuffling over 97,000 square feet of warehouse where she sold furniture at a large store in Greensboro. 5 years of nearly daily visits back and forth to doctors with my dad, which meant long treks to and from the hospital parking lots. If you've done that, you know how many steps that is. Took a hard toll on my mother's feet and legs. She developed ropey varicose veins that knotted her calves so badly that walking became difficult. Her muscles cramped, her ankles swelled, her circulation slowed, so she wore my dad's compression stockings. That helped a bit. Last winter, finally able to take care of herself now that she was no longer a caretaker to anyone else, my mom had vein surgery. It was an outpatient procedure. She was back home within a few hours, and she let herself rest for the next 6 weeks. In March, when the first of the tulip magnolias were popping out, my mom walked down to my house, her legs finally pain-free, her movement unimpeded for the first time in as many years as I can remember. I laced up my own shoes and met her outside, and together the two of us walked the neighborhood, a nearly 1 mile loop around our townhouse community. I noticed that the old slip-ons she was wearing were worn, scuffed brown leather flats, not suitable for going very far. "You need some new shoes," I told her. When I was a child, my mom bought all of my shoes at Big Deal Shoes, a shop that opened in Ashboro in 1958 and kept going for nearly 60 years. Seems like I had more shoes than I could count. The black and white saddle Oxfords, the jelly shoes, the Keds with rainbow laces, the Puma sneakers, and thinking back, I couldn't recall any shoes my mother bought for herself. Finally, it was my turn. I took her to Omega Sports for her first pair of good walking shoes. The clerk asked her to walk the length of the store to check for her foot pronation, and just like she used to do with me, I found myself bending forward, pressing on her big toe. She decided on a pair of running shoes in bright pink, a cheerful change after all those years of sensible tan and brown flats meant for work, and my mother wore her new shoes right out of the store. She said it felt like she was walking on a cloud. Another spring is coming around, and I'm eager to see my mom out in our neighborhood again, getting in my laps, as she proudly tells me. I walk with her when I can, and she walks with other neighbors, but often she goes off by herself, her pink shoes matching the blooms on the cherry trees and red buds that flank our street. Those trees standing like a line of spectators, cheering as my mom breezes past, joy in her steps, another season of moving forward. And now we're going to turn to the photo essay, this time without music because there's so much text. But there's lots of pictures, too, like this double-page spread, which I'll describe in just a moment. Our photo essay this month is The Trail in Your Own Backyard. For more than 40 years, the Mountains to Sea Trail has stretched nearly 1,200 miles across North Carolina. From a mountaintop on the Tennessee border, along urban greenways and country lanes, to the tallest sand dune on the coast. But for the passionate advocates who work to move the path off of roadways and into woods and fields a fraction of a mile at a time, improving the trail is an ongoing journey. And this is written by regular contributor Jeremy Markovich. The double-page spread. North Carolina's longest trail runs across mountain peaks, past farmland, across rivers, along rivers, through swamps, down country roads, and across beaches. Some of its most strenuous spots are in the west, including this stretch through the Linville Gorge. Now, Gorge is right for this. It is a gorgeous photo. On the front left, just full of rhododendrons blossoming in pink. On the far right, rhododendrons blossoming in pink. Between them, a big slab of granite. And on the other side of the granite, right at the edge of what is probably a cliff, is a hiker in an orange jacket, a black hat, and a black backpack. And he's looking down. And right over his head, beyond the mountains, mountain ranges, which get continually more and more out of focus and marred, if you will, by the fog, but then again colored more purple as we get to the horizon, is the sun. And the sun actually, because of the way the photo was taken and the lens that was used, has rays that come down. There's about a half a dozen sun rays that come down from left to right below the sun, which is itself embedded in a bank of yellowish clouds with a little bit of orange on the right just above the horizon. And over on the left behind those rhododendrons I mentioned, the mountain range continues. I don't know whether the path goes along the top of it or not, but you see mini peak and then another mini peak and then it slopes down off into the distance. Just a lovely photo. Bob Hillier's SUV has a Mountains to Sea Trail vanity plate on the back. Inside, it smells like off deep woods. When he gets out, he and his companion, Dr. Bill Blackley, slather themselves in bug spray, and Blackley begins to talk. Last year, a Lone Star tick bit him, and now he can't eat any foods that come from four-legged animals without triggering a severe allergic reaction. No dairy, no meat. Possums eat ticks, Blakely says, and then he talks for 10 minutes about possums until he's distracted by the splintering sound of something large and wooden crashing down close by. A tree fell in the forest, he says, because, get it? And then he goes back to talking about possums, and here Hillier gently interjects to say that they probably ought to focus on the trail. The trail at this point does not exist here. Hillier and Blackley follow its future path, starting at Preacher Field Road, just inside Wilkes County line, west of Elkin. behind a winery are a few lonely graves under a tall walnut tree. One belongs to a man who was George Washington's bodyguard. "Gonna highlight that when the trail runs through here," Hillier says. Then they walk into the woods toward Big Elkin Creek, following the contour of a hillside. Hillier has a roll of orange tape, and every so often, he'll tie a bit of it to a tree, the knot facing the side where the trail will run. On gentle slopes with a grade of 5% or less, the trail can go pretty much where you need it to. If it's steeper, it might need to zigzag or undulate over the terrain so that the heavy rains don't wash it out. On the steeper parts, you need a switchback. Hillier has an inclinometer that he never really uses. "You can eyeball it," he says, which, sure, he can eyeball it. Hillier trudges on, red mud clumping on his boots, leaves crunching underneath. Blackley follows alongside a hillside beneath the trees, pushing aside rhododendron and laurel. The orange flags start to form a route through the woods toward the sound of rushing water. Hillier ties one last orange knot before he and Blackley step into the open onto a sandbar at the base of Carter Falls. The water rushes down, a white frothy water slide some 60 feet from the top. For decades, this waterfall was hidden on private property, out of reach. To get here, you had to trespass. Some people did. Other folks, even in Elkin, didn't know that Carter Falls existed. Pictures were hard to come by. The landowner let Boy Scouts camp here every once in a while, but that was it. Some 8 years ago, Hillier and Blackley, both members of the Elkin Valley Trails Association, got the idea to run a segment of the Mountains to Sea Trail, MST, in front of Carter Falls. The property owner, a longtime attorney in Elkin named Dan Park, said no. No, 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 actually. Park had bought the property from Duke Powers Real Estate Branch some 30 years ago because the land was beautiful and cheap. After he bought it, Park came upon a big rock at Carter Falls. On bad days or when he was in a contemplative mood, he'd sit on it and watch the water rush around him, the white noise soothing him, the fresh air reviving him. This spot was his and his alone, and he wasn't going to give it up, not to Blackley or Hillier or any hikers. But then he explains something changed. In his wood-paneled office in downtown Elkin, Park reiterates that his last name is not Parks with an S. He's gone out of his way to make sure that people don't confuse it. He named his sons Lark, Mark, and Clark. His tropical fish is named Shark. He used to have a dog named Bark. Now he's 85, but he's still wily. Blackley, who seems to high-five every person he sees, tries to butter him up, saying that the Elkin Municipal Park and its series of trails, which double as MST segments, wouldn't have been possible without him. Bull blank T, Park snaps, and everybody laughs. The park explains his change of heart. His kids had moved away. Developers were circling the land. But Park had an eye toward preserving the place, to making sure that other people could enjoy it the way he had. So he picked up the phone. "Run the trail," he told Blakely and Hillier. A few months later, in December 2017, he sold the property to the state and donated 15 acres of adjoining land as an easement. "I'm stingy," he says, "but I'm not stingy when it comes to my community." And then another mile of trail was painstakingly conceived. Now it was up to Hillier and Blackley to bring it into the world. The Mountains to Sea Trail is 1,175 miles long. It runs from Klingsman Dome on the Tennessee border all the way to Jockey's Ridge State Park on the Outer Banks, ending on top of whatever sand dune happens to be the tallest that day. The path to in the western part of the state is almost exclusively trail, running across mountains and through forests and public land, winding over and around peaks until it reaches Stone Mountain State Park, 300 miles from the trailhead. Then things get complicated. From there, the MST follows a lot of roads. It runs through towns, over sidewalks, back into woods, and then down asphalt shoulders, weaving its way along lake shores north of Greensboro on a river walk next to the Eno River in Hillsboro, along greenways around Durham and Raleigh, and down toward the Neuse River, where you can continue for 216 miles by kayak or canoe, if you wish. From there, it dips into the Sandhills, across the Fall Line, into the coastal plain, and up towards Cedar Island. The last 81 miles or so are a combination of ferry rides, bridge crossings, and walks along the pale, sloped beaches of the Outer Banks. The MST follows trails in the west and roads in the east for a simple reason. It is exponentially easier to run a new trail across public land than it is to convince someone to let you build a trail across their private property. The largest swaths of national forest, parkland, and other public lands are in the west. Putting the trail there was the easy part. I'm going to pause now and cover some of the photos that we have whipped by here. The first one is Dr. Bill Blackley, and I call him Blakely every now and then because that's my granddaughter's name. And Bob Hillier stand atop Carter Falls in Wilkes County. Their nonprofit, the Elkin Valley Trails Association, has created more than a dozen miles of new footpath, helped commission and install public art along the trail, and installed 7 bridges. And then we have a sign that says Carter Falls Trailhead and an arrow which points to the trail. We have a map here that shows the trail. Klingman's Dome, of course, is right on the border with Tennessee, over in Appalachian area. And it comes down sort of at a 45-degree angle to the southeast, and then it turns 90 degrees, and it heads along the Appalachian Trail, I presume, to Stone Mountain State Park, near but not at the Virginia border. Then it goes more or less straight for a while, and then it dips down slightly, and then it angles, oh, I don't know, maybe in the Hillsboro area, it angles down toward Raleigh, and then it breaks below Raleigh, not exactly sure where. And you have 2 options, the shorter of which is known as the alternate Neuse River route, but of course you have to have a kayak or a boat of some kind, or you go down to Roseboro at a slightly southwest angle, and then you go southeast, and then you zigzag eastward until you get over to join around just below Oriental. And then the trail continues, and there's a ferry connection that takes you out to Ocracoke, and then another one takes you to Hatteras, and it ends up at Jockey Ridge. But of course, if you've made it as a little bit beyond Hatteras, you've made it about as far east as you can in North Carolina. And then we have Klingman's Dome. The Mountains to Sea Trail begins at the Observation Tower on this mountaintop along the North Carolina-Tennessee border. From there, it winds through Great Smoky Mountains National Park, at one point going near 23 miles between road crossings. The trail also follows the Blue Ridge Parkway across the Quala boundary and winds its way toward its highest point at Mount Mitchell, 6,684 feet above sea level. And they show a little picture here of that observation post. It's very nice. It's got a nice sloping ramp, which is probably wheelchair navigable. It looks like maximum angle to me, but you can go up there. It's got high walls, and you got a nice little dome, and if it's raining, you can stand under the little circular dome at the top and look out to see the beauty of nature. And then we have one more before we, well, 2 more, I guess, before we pick up the text again. Hanging Rock State Park. Here the MST provides the best of both worlds, a view of the surrounding Piedmont from the rocky outcropping of the ancient Soratown Mountains. To get to Hanging Rock from the west, the path follows the Soratown Trail, one of North Carolina's oldest long-distance trails. It passes farmland and is surprisingly isolated from towns. Heading east, the mountain disappears, and the Piedmont stretches out as the trail follows mostly roads until Greensboro. In this photo, we have a huge outcropping of rock coming from the left to the right. At one point, there's a good-sized tree coming up, and a little beyond it, a much smaller tree. And it looks like some rocks might have cracked off or fallen there because they're all just kind of lying in a pile, the top one being very large. And there's a couple that are sitting right out at the end. You do take your life in your hands a little bit out there. There is no safety rail of any kind. They're not right at the edge, but I'm sure a lot of people have done that. And then you've got a spectacular view from there. And finally, before we pick up the text again, Glencoe Mill Village. In Alamance County, the MST follows a footpath along the Haw River, then runs through one of the best-preserved mill villages in North Carolina. After Glencoe Mill closed in 1954, the village was abandoned, but has since been renovated to reflect its past life. And here we see somebody walking down the road in the village, and it's a paved road, two lanes, big double yellow line down in the center. Let's pick it up again. The nonprofit Friends of the Mountains to See Trail is helping take care of the hard part. They help plan and maintain the trail by organizing loosely affiliated groups of trail lovers in counties across the state. The trail is part of the state park system, but it's maintained by a patchwork of local governments and volunteers. Budgets are small. Volunteer time is finite, so the path appears a few feet at a time wherever it can. Thanks to the generosity of people who don't mind a few hikers and sometimes mountain bikers and horseback riders crossing their land to attain a bigger goal. So when people ask Hillier when the trail will be completed, he answers, "It is complete. We're just changing it bit by bit to get it off the roads." That, too, is the answer that Friends of the MST give to the question that gets most. "I say it's done," says Kate Dixon, the organization's executive director. "We're just making it better." At any given time, there are several dozen communities across the state that are in some stage of trail development, trying to organize engineering plans, easement paperwork, and crews of volunteer trail builders and maintainers. Places like Guilford and Orange County are currently working out possible paths. A new bridge went in last year at Falls Lake. Soon, the trail will run across the Bentonville battlefield. It's eking along at an average pace of about 15 miles of new trail per year. "There's a tipping point," Dixon says. "It's very hard to get the first part of trail down. Then people are like, that's wonderful. Let's add a mile to it." At that rate, though, the MST will most likely never be 100% off roads. As such, Dixon and others have stopped referring to it as something that needs to be finished. Previously, in fundraising pleas, Friends of the MST asked for money to help complete the trail. Now they ask for money to improve it, to move it off roads, to get it into the woods away from cars. Such idealism that a path already exists but could always be better is on display in 19 counties, including Onslow, Pender, Carteret, Craven, and Cumberland. There are the Friends of MST. There, the Friends of MST is helping install small road signs to show the trail's route system along eastern North Carolina's back roads and byways. The words "current route" appear at the bottom as if to say the road is a temporary solution. In eastern North Carolina, however, roads may be the only option in areas where the MST crosses swamps and wide rivers. Another impediment, it's a region where hiking is not necessarily top of the mind. In that part of the state, Dixon says, there are so few hiking trails. And we have a photo here. It says Hillsboro Riverwalk, Eno River. The path runs for 3 miles through town here, passing nest-like structures by artist Patrick Doherty, as well as the site of the former Okanoche Speedway. This is a really nice trail. This one has been built up in a slightly cleared-out section of the forest, and it's a high boardwalk with beautiful rails on each side. And they're showing a T intersection here. You can come in and you can go either left or right. And then on the right-hand side, there's a picture of some sort of a structure in the woods. It's not, there's no explanation for it, but it's made out of branches and reeds, etc. And it's put together like a little bit of a shack with even windows. And it's put together between four trees, which form the four corners of it. And it even has a domed roof. Alice, but, well, let me read the show the pictures on this page also before I continue. Singleton Lake State Park, we have 9 green canoes racked here under a nice covering, all ready to go. And we have a lady down here, I'm sure this is Alice Butler. It says, Alice Butler and her husband Greg are trail angels, giving through hikers a ride or a place to stay in Roseboro. As the trail heads eastward toward the coast, it runs along the shore of Singletary Lake, one of the many Carolina Bay lakes in eastern North Carolina. And there's a beautiful picture of a trail through the woods here. Alice Butler was not a hiker, really, not much of a camper either, and then the MST was rerouted through Roseboro, the Sampson County town where she's mayor. She still doesn't camp or hike a lot. Instead, she takes hikers who need a place to stay along a section of the MST where campgrounds are in short supply. Her contact information is listed on is on a list of trail angels, people who generously help through hikers. When she and her husband Greg get a call, they pick up the hiker, cook him or her dinner, they'll eat anything, Butler says, and offer up their shower and washing machine. Later, they take the hiker back to the precise location where they picked him or her up. They're real sticklers for that exact spot, Greg says, laughing. They don't want to skip even a foot of the MST. Many of them, like long-distance hiker Jennifer Farr Davis, have expressed awe for this part of the hike. Here, the MST winds its way through farms, wet lowlands, and fields of blueberry, cotton, and tobacco. You can stop and talk to a farmer. The trees are gone, replaced by wide-open spaces, and the sound that travels for miles. It feels like a revelation, if only because it's largely undiscovered country for hikers, Sampson. Sampson is one of the largest counties in North Carolina by land area, but it contains no state parks, no trails, no bike lanes. For walking, biking, or jogging, there's only narrow asphalt shoulders and the occasional sidewalk. In Sampson County, the great outdoors are less than great when it comes to accessibility. Butler is working to change that. She's been in contact with friends of the MST to try to move a section of the path off of local back roads and into the Pondbury Bay Preserve, a swath of state-owned land just north of Roseboro that's home to the endangered Pondbury shrub. The state's been hesitant on account of the sensitive plant life there, but the hope among Butler and others is that the trail will actually help a piece of land that locals tend to tromp across anyway. If you give people a path, they'll mostly stick to it. And then everything might snowball. Build one trail, and the locals will want to make it longer. There's more text. We aren't going to have time for it. Here's a nice image of MST with West and East Avenues done on the pavement somehow. And a picture of Elkin, and the MST runs on a sidewalk. And then we have the Holly Shelter Game Land in Pender County, 19 miles of forest road through stands of longleaf pine and pocosin, some of which are recovering from a major fire in 2011. Well, that's all the time we have for today's episode of Our State Magazine, and I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Fred Brack, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today's reading of Our State Magazine was underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and the broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.